The title, Knight of the Order of Arts and Letters, or
Chevalier de l'Ordre des Arts et des Lettres,
as honoree and fluent French speaker Lynn Davis says, recognizes influential artists and writers who have contributed to and encouraged French art and literature around the world. The distinction is bestowed on up to 200 French citizens a year and is also open to French nationals. Davis lived in France for 35 years and gained citizenship after marrying a Frenchman.
I'm very, very pleased and honored. It's a great honor. And as a French citizen, I think my parents would have been so pleased, and my late husband, Pierre Firmandido, would have been just very, very pleased and proud to have known that I've gotten this distinction.
Davis grew up in a musical family in Michigan and began playing the piano at age 7.
My mother and father met in the church choir where we went as young children and took piano lessons from the director and organist of the church. And it just naturally evolved into taking organ lessons. And at the age of 13, it was a natural thing to do, and I never thought of doing anything else.
While studying organ at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, Davis's professors encouraged her to travel to France for further study. She says as an organist, there's a pull to France and other countries in Europe because they have amazing historical instruments unmatched in the U.S.
Which one must be able to play at one time or another just to get the sounds in one's head and the touch under one's fingers to be able to interpret, perform the works of certain historical periods. And that really makes a difference. And when you speak the language of the music you play, it gives you a different sense of style, a different lilt in how you interpret different periods of music. It could be old music, it could be modern music. It's definitely a plus in today's world.
When Davis headed to France as a young college graduate, she never thought it would turn into 35 years. But after studying under some of the country's best organists, she went on to teach at 2 conservatories.
I had a chance to make a difference as an American, as a woman. And at one point, after the death of my husband in 2001, I decided that my talent wasn't being used enough. And I thought, well, maybe I should go back to the States. So that's what I did in coming over here to Wichita State.
Davis's love of French culture and music has spilled over in her role as an educator at Wichita State. Last year, she organized a festival honoring French organist and brother of her former mentor, Jean Ilan. And on the first Wednesday of every month, Davis plays the organ, often accompanied for her Wednesdays in Wiedemann concert series. She says it's part of her personal mission to share organ music of all kinds with the Wichita community, especially since WSU is home to the great Marcusson organ.
I think of this every day. What a gem this whole ensemble is, the hall and the organ built together for each other in 1986. To have that in this community.
Davis will travel to France sometime in the next year for a ceremony in her honor. In the meantime, she'll continue to teach, promote the music and culture of France, and play the organ. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.